Hi, this is Bill Wills.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
Thanks for checking out Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. We're around daily, 5 to 9. News, sports, traffic and weather on the 10s. Mike, a lot going on, right?
Yeah, there always is. And we've got the latest in sports. Of course, what's going on with the Tribe, what may be happening with the Cavs and the Browns. And then, of course, we have the news and we get you around town with traffic on the 10s.
Be sure to follow us here on the podcast and get the episode each and every day. And join us if you can on Twitter. I'm Bill Wills at WTAM 1100.
And I'm at Snyder 1100.
Today's Wills and Snyder in Cleveland's Morning News.
Glad to have you with us.
News you can use on your money with the latest this morning from Bloomberg.
Bloomberg Money Update brought to you by Medina Country Club. Pulling over to fill up, 343. Price to beat at the pump. We're on your money from Bloomberg at 8:38 past the hour throughout the morning on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Guardians with a one-run loss last night. Mike's got more about that in sports coming up. And Scooter East, producer extraordinaire with everything you want to know about LIV and the PGA, right?
Explain
everything to us.
I haven't seen anything this big since the Hulk Hogan and Macho Man merged together.
That's a very good... I was thinking, you know, the AFL
and the NFL
merger or the ABA.
Right.
But you're right. The Hulk Hogan thing.
And Macho Man,
that's,
you know?
You're probably right. You're probably
it's big.
Right.
It's huge.
We'll get to that coming up. Your traffic and weather together on the 10s first. Here is Pat Butler.
I remember that. That was big news.
That was a huge... You're right. That's probably the last big merger.
Yes. Yeah. Hulk and the Macho Man.
Hulk
couldn't
and the
believe
Macho
it.
Man when they got together. You're right. I was probably as shocked then as I was yesterday.
Well, I think world peace is definitely on the table.
Follow the money.
Yes. Next traffic update in 9 minutes at 5:20. Pat Butler, WTAM traffic on 1100 AM and 106.9 FM.
Your weather, Cleveland 3 News forecast from meteorologist Holly Strano. This haze in the air is serious. There's an air quality advisory for all of Northeast Ohio. If you've got trouble, you've probably been bothered the last couple of days, and you will be more today. So take it easy being outside, because this smoke is coming in from Quebec. Otherwise, filtered sunshine with the smoke and haze in the forecast will be in the 70s. Tonight, widespread haze in the early overnight, 50s. Your Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy skies in 70s. 55 this morning at your severe weather station. We're at 5:12.
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder, Facebook today.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let
care about golf, you kind of get glazed over with all this stuff.
Right.
But if you're following golf at all, this thing was huge yesterday.
The fact of the matter is that this was a shock to a lot of people because we were not in a position to share or explain as we normally would. And that was really a result of the commitment we had made to maintaining confidentiality through the end.
Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the Professional Golf Association Tour, as they announced mid-morning yesterday on CNBC, hey, LIV, come on, we're in. Give us the money, too.
To have them exist as a partner, not an owner, and for us to be able to control the direction going forward was put us in a position as the PGA Tour to do and serve our members and at the same time, again, get to a productive position for the game at large.
That's a lot of spin. Basically, they looked at the monopoly board and said, we got to do something here.
That's what it came down to.
We can't keep this up.
Nope. The old saying.
They got the money, we don't.
Is this the best way to explain this, the old saying?
The wrestling thing was the best way to explain
if you can't beat them,
join them. Exactly. All right.
No doubt about it.
Phil and Greg Norman, they got their, this looked like, on paper, a huge win for LIV.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? You're following this thing.
Absolutely.
It's the LIV guys now on the board.
Yeah.
Going to run everything.
And all the guys that went over to LIV first, I mean, they're the big winners. Yeah. I mean, we've not heard from Rory McIlroy. I guess that the meeting that Monahan had yesterday was said it was intense.
And
they called him a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Because he'd been ripping his LIV Saudi bunch for the last year and a half. And now all of a sudden he's, okay, you know, it sounds pretty good. From what I'm learning now, they're great people. Let's go ahead and do this deal.
Yeah.
So, but again, it's one of those stories. If you're not following this, you're like, I don't care. Golf's on, you know, when I see
it. I think, Bill, overall, I think for people that just watch golf or follow golf, it actually it actually probably is better for the fans, because now this does bring, you're going to have all the top players.
You want to see the best players.
You know, exactly.
And you know this from covering sports and history. There's been other mergers before, of course, when it comes to the NFL, the NBA. I mean, this has happened over the years.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, it's happened. You know, I remember the, you know, the look at the AFL. That was kind of, everybody looked down on them when they came on, and the old NFL, and now, years later, that was the best thing for it. This one here, though, you know, it's got that, it's, you know, the Saudi-backed live group going into this, and that's going to be hashed about and talked about forever. But ultimately, for just golf and the events going forward for fans, yeah, this is a good thing.
Big story. We'll be talking about more with Rory O'Neill. That and more now with sports. Here's Mike Snyder.
Bill, the Guardians scored two runs in the first, and behind Shane Bieber, they were looking good with a 2-1 lead entering the eighth inning when the recently reliable Angel De Los Santos, he just couldn't find the strike zone. He couldn't get an out, and he left the game after walking in a run with the bases loaded, nobody out, and then the Red Sox would break the deadlock.
Bases loaded, nobody out, the 2-2 delivery. Swung on, line to right, that's a base hit. That'll score Devers. Casas will stop at third, and everybody moves up one, and the Red Sox lead it 3-2, and another good at-bat for Ref Snyder.
Boston would add two more runs, and they go up 5-2. Guardians came back with two in the bottom of the inning, but Boston would go on and win it by a score of 5-4. 17th one-run loss for the Guardians this year. They fall to 27-33. On De Los Santos' struggles, Tito said,
he just didn't command. You know, even the 0-2 pitch he threw for a strike, the ball wasn't going where he wanted it to tonight.
Now at the plate, Will Brennan had three hits. Josh Naylor and Josh Bell each had two hits as well. But, you know, you look at this game and another one-run loss. They did get four runs, and that is a good thing. But, it's a 2-1 game before Boston takes the lead. Again, just those two runs in the first for Shane Bieber and then the bullpen to work through. The series will continue tonight, 7:10, right here and free. You can hear it right here and free on the iHeartRadio app. The Guardians will send Tanner Bibee to the mound. As I mentioned, the Guardians fall to 27-33, but they don't lose any ground in the division. The Twins, they lost to the Rays. They're in the right division. There is no question about that. Also in baseball of note, yesterday the Yankees placed Aaron Judge on the injured list. He's dealing with a sore toe. In Berea yesterday, a great sunny day to get on the football field, and the Browns did everybody on hand. Mandatory minicamp, so they all have to be there, and they all were. Most notably, it's great to see Myles Garrett out there. Looks like he's feeling well after dealing with that toe injury that he suffered in the Pro Bowl game, so to speak, as he was not on hand for the voluntary workouts. Deshaun Watson throwing the ball very well in yesterday's practice. They'll be on the field in Berea again today. NBA, it's game three of the finals tonight in Miami. Nuggets and Heat are tied at one aside. And then as we talked about it going into the update, the shocking news in golf, and really a shocker when you looked at the way the two sides have been, how they really kept this under wraps until yesterday announcing this merger. It's actually pretty amazing in itself. Now, Jay Monahan, ultimately, at the end of the day, said this.
In terms of how did we get to this point and how did we go from, you know, a confrontation to now being partners, we just realized that we were better off together than we were fighting or apart.
Now, actually, all of this will begin in 2024. But, boy, looking forward to hearing from guys like Rory McIlroy and a few others that spoke out vehemently against the LIV Tour now, how this will work going forward. Home of the Guardians and the Cavs. Mike Snyder, WTAM Sports.
Sports this time brought to you by Ken's Park Hill Roofing. Rory O'Neill will join us in a minute. We'll pick this apart a little bit more about LIV. Trap.
Great scoop.
We got a few questions for them. Sure. Let's bring in Rory O'Neill, News Radio, WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside, picking apart this LIV story. Rory, Mike and I were just talking about this some. If you don't really follow golf, you're glazed over. What are people talking about? I mean, leagues have merged before in the NFL and all. This has been a huge emotional story for many the last, almost 2 years, I guess, right?
Well, I don't think we've ever seen acrimony like this as two leagues merge. Plus the fact that this was completely out of the blue, not expected by anyone. The biggest names either in the PGA or in LIV Golf apparently unaware that this deal was in the works. But there have been some pretty harsh comments made especially Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy. So, I mean, those two really were the figureheads in this fight. So pretty remarkable that it all seemed to come to a head yesterday with this merger announcement.
Well, you're right, Rory, that how they kept this under wraps until this comes out yesterday. And I guess that Monahan met with a lot of the PGA players yesterday, and it was a very contentious meeting. How is this going to work? The acrimony is the appropriate word, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, there is some bad blood. Plus, a lot of guys are saying, well, then why didn't I go take the money at Liv? Because some of these guys have contracts for hundreds, maybe $200 million for Phil Mickelson. So he gets a huge payout and gets to come back now under the fold of this new organization, whatever it's going to be called. So now a lot of guys are left standing there holding their golf club because they don't have a big old check that they're still going to get from Liv.
And big picture on this now, Liv, of course, backed by the Saudi government, kind of like that. What's the insight on that actually running Liv and now their involvement here with the PGA?
Yeah, so the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, PIF, is really the big focus here because they're the ones putting up the big money for this future organization, however it's going to work. And look, Liv got a lot of high profile events, but wasn't really making any money, showed no revenue really. And their TV ratings were actually starting to slide because, look, we want to see the best players play. And what happened with this division and the creation of two leagues, it sort of took the best of each and sort of separated the two. So you never really got that great competition that you want to tune in for on the weekend. So, you know, bringing this back does bring all of the best golfers of the world back under one roof. But a lot of people are saying, look, this is all about the money and the source of the Saudi money. Of course, it's their vast oil fortunes. But then there have been accusations that, look, the Saudi government may have financed some of the hijackers of 9/11, that they organized the murder of journalist Adnan Khashoggi, that there's a lot of blood money that's being paid out as a result of this deal.
Rory O'Neill on Liv and the PGA. Rory, thanks much.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, the one part of this, how they kept it under wraps. I mean, you had five or six people negotiating this thing for the last 6-7 weeks. I heard them say they started with, they had lunch and played golf over in London, mm-hmm. and they kind of got together and talked a little bit. And
you know, I'm curious, Bill, who's working with Monahan?
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's the guy out there, right? Yeah. But there had to be, I know at the PGA, and I don't know who those are, but yeah. there had to be a consensus behind closed doors, yeah, that this is the way we've got to go, and they kept it that tightly wrapped.
And maybe
right.
I'm reading too much into it. This thing dropped after the Memorial, Jack's tournament. You know, was Jack keyed in on this thing at all?
Jack made a quote that Monahan called him just shortly before that. That's what he said publicly.
Canadian Open this week, the U.S. Open next week in L.A.
Boy, they'll all be topic.
Chance to win a trip later this morning after 9 with Jimmy Malone. 5:52, this is Bill Wills. All right, tech and what CEO Tim Cook called a new kind of computer. Mike Dabowski's our technology guy reporting on the Vision Pro mixed reality headset. This thing is called. It was shown off the other day at the Big Apple event. Mike?
Right, so this is the Apple Vision Pro that we're talking about. This is a new mixed reality headset from Apple, a completely new segment for this company, one of the most valuable tech companies in the world. So it's an important product. And it's $3,500, which is no small chunk of change. But for that, you get what they call a mixed reality experience, right? The ability to toggle between virtual reality, where your vision is completely obscured and you exist in this CGI-generated virtual space, and augmented reality, or AR, where you do see the world around you through a video feed, but you have digital content overlaid on top of that. And Apple says there's a little dial on the side of this thing that allows you to sort of phase in some augmented reality if you want to talk to the people in the space with you, or phase in the virtual reality if you want to focus on a game or a movie or a project or something like that. That's what they say you get for your $3,500. But even that price tag was kind of surprising to the people in the room, the developers and the journalists who were there. Here's what that sounded like, Bill.
Apple Vision Pro starts at $34.99.
A mixed reaction to that price there, Bill.
Yeah, they're thinking the media will get a free one probably, too. But look, I don't use these. I'm way out of bounds. I'm in the high weeds talking about this. But let me ask you this question. If Meta has this Quest 3 headset for $500, what's the difference between that and Apple at $3,500? Is that a fair question?
It absolutely is, right? And I mean, Apple, launched that at this new headset at WWDC this week. It's an annual developer conference that they have. Meta launched the Quest 3 last week. So okay. That seems like pretty intentional timing on their part. But you do get a lot less when you go for the Quest 3, right? That's a gaming-focused device. Apple is pitching its device as something much broader, right? This is the future of the computer, they say. Spatial computing is the term that they use. So you can do some work with this. They had a whole Office demo where you can use Microsoft Office products to check your email in VR and, go through different work projects, whatever programs you use in your office. But also leisure time, right? Like, everybody wants to go to the movies, but not everyone can, or sometimes you miss, the latest Spider-Man in the theaters, Bill, and you want to have that theater experience at home. Well, you can do that in VR with these giant screens that appear in augmented or virtual reality with this headset. So they're pitching it as a much broader device. I think it remains to be seen whether this is going to pay off for them. But they did choose to announce this at a developer conference, right? This is a conference for people who make apps. And I think the reason they chose to do that instead of launching it at its own event or alongside an iPhone is because they think this thing is going to live or die based on what people do with it. And that ultimately comes back to apps.
Introduction now, the buzz. We had a chance to spend our money on it probably early, sometime next year. Good reporting. Mike, thanks, pal. Have a good day.
Of course, Bill. Take care.
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder, Facebook.
All right, more on this story. What's going on here?
All right, a 17-year-old Milwaukee teen was found inside a wrecked SUV 4 days later after it was crashed and towed. Here we go from Fox 6.
At 91st and Fond du Lac, the aftermath of a violent crash still sits off the busy road. The bumper of the stolen white Kia is a reminder of what happened here days earlier when the vehicle slammed into a tree last Thursday. Surveillance shows police arriving on the scene shortly after. An ambulance takes the 16-year-old driver to the hospital. He was later arrested. A flatbed takes the SUV to the city tow lot, where it sat for days. It wasn't until Monday morning, when police were called to the lot off Lincoln Avenue, that they discovered the body of a 17-year-old boy on the floor of the back seat of the badly damaged SUV. The mother of the teen tells Fox 6 the body found was her son, James Stokes. She hadn't heard from him since last Thursday.
They didn't think to look in the car before.
Police are trying to figure out what happened in this latest case and why the 17-year-old's body was overlooked.
How do you miss the body? Not a detective, but still, how do you not miss the body in the car?
Yeah, how bad do you feel for this mother and the family?
Oh, right.
That's just...
His body's in this car?
And they don't even know, and he's gone missing for 4 days.
Oh. How does that happen?
And then it gets taken to the, the wreckage lot, and and it's just, and then they end up finding it. I mean, that's
that's like an NCIS scene.
I know.
They're setting up a crime thing. Or something.
They stole the car, and then it gets in a crash and he's in, and he's in there, and you hate to see that as a crime. But then with the death involved, how do you miss that?
Weird. Wolves and Center Facebook page. Brian Adams with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Next Thursday, June 15th, be listening at 7:45. Win a pair of tickets. 6:55, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Scott Scooter, I got to get to Kohl's to get a new golf shirt, Reese, for extraordinaire alongside.
That's right.
You're busy. We thank you for listening. There's information. There's things you rely on, you need from us. And, we don't share much maybe about what we're doing in the off hours. But tomorrow's a special day. We want to thank our good friend Jerry Kelchheimer, who is hosting us yet again for a little golf event we call the Jerry.
Yes.
Which is at the beautiful Pepper Pike Country Club, where for those that are members, it's
Peppa.
And so we played last year. Jerry hosted Mike and Scott and I. And we got to, was it the 14th, 15th hole, and it was storming.
Yeah,
right.
It was moving in.
Right. So we have received communication from Jerry Kelchheimer and Rob Moss, one of the finest professional golf guys in Northeast Ohio, Sir Rob Moss, I should say, about tomorrow. So I'm going to quote from Jerry's email, which was incredibly written last night.
Yes, it was.
I wish I could read all of it, but I can't.
Oh, it's great.
Although unable to accommodate a start on the 15th hole,
You know, this isn't like live at Pepper. You got to start on one. You know, we're not scrambling around. Right, starting on three and four.
Right.
But we stopped there anyway. So we thought last year we'd call the match a draw because it was you and me against Scoot and Jerry.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so the email says, although unable to accommodate a start on the 15th hole to continue last year's all-square affair, resident pro Sir Rob Moss has opined that we may either, one, call last year's event a draw and start from scratch for another heated 18-hole event, two, play a 14-hole practice round and then rejoin the stakes on the par 3 15th, or play a 14-hole match followed by a four-hole continuation as a two separate high-stake events where, like, the bets are doubled, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
As a true professional and purist, in parentheses, not unlike Mr. Wills, he highly recommends option one, which is basically to call last year's event a draw and start from the first tee. Is that okay with you guys?
Either way is fine.
That works for me. Works for me.
I'm just looking to see if I could find that hole again and sink that big
putt. But see, that's the thing that Scoot's looking at. Yes, you did sink that one.
I want to find that. Which hole was that? Was that the eighth? Or I can't remember where it was going downhill, and you kept telling me why we're young. And I asked you, why are you standing over there? And you go, because that's where the ball's going to end up. I'm trying to save it from going down the hill.
The caddy reads the putt. The caddy says, just putt it here.
Right.
And I'm standing there's no way. Yeah. I mean, it was one of these big breakers.
Yeah, oh, I know. I was on the side.
And Scoot puts his cigar down.
Yeah.
And it puts, and the thing goes in.
Hits the stick and drops. And Jerry,
whatever hole that was, I think I made
you
like
putted
a,
too.
I made like a nice 10-foot putt. Yeah,
yeah. And Jerry gave this look like I don't believe this. And then the caddy told me he has never seen anybody putt that hole that well.
Yeah. So. You know how many times that caddy has retold that story?
Probably has, but it made me feel good though. You know, it's a humbling game.
Have you played since last year?
No, I have not played since Pepper.
Anyone that enjoys golf,
there you go.
Pepper is one of those invites. When you get it, you move anything on your calendar.
You have
if my mother-in-law's funeral was that day, I'd be at Pepper. Okay,
yes.
All right, I love my mother-in-law, but I mean, you get an invite to Pepper, you go
right.
So tomorrow is our day at Pepper.
We'll be there.
But you haven't played since last year.
I haven't played since
not at all
anywhere.
You know how many people are in their car who love the game of golf? Who are screaming right now because they'd love to be invited to play as you have been. Yet you only play once a year and you play
at Pepper. Gotta love it. Well, I've been practicing indoors. I've been using the wiffle ball, golf ball. And so
you're making it worse.
I've been pitching indoors on the couch. You know, like I go far out from the couch and I see.
I shouldn't have mentioned this because the pro shop phone is ringing probably with other members of Pepper.
What time are they going?
What time are these? Yeah, we don't want to. What's going on?
We want to tear off that place.
We want to make sure we're either way ahead or
they're getting a hold of Sir Rob Moss right now at Pepper saying, wait, what did I just hear? Scooter Reese
is going to add a little salt to the Pepper.
Who hasn't played since last year?
I haven't.
Is going to play my club?
Right.
He's working on hitting a little ball in his living room.
Couldn't you practice it bigger, Met?
I have nobody to go with.
Foo Fighters at the iHeartRadio Music Festival announced yesterday. Men Until 7. Not quite a year ago. It was June, 24th? A year ago, the Supreme Court had the historic ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Michael Gunadakis heads up Ohio Right to Life with me on the hotline this morning, who we talked to many times leading up to last year in the Supreme Court and many times since as they kick this thing back to the states. Michael, appreciate your time. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
And indeed, they have kicked it back to the states. And in the last year, we have seen throughout this country reaction and each state handling this differently. Right, Michael?
That's right. Some state legislatures have went in and amended their state laws to either impact it one way or the other. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now across the country is our constitution, our state constitutions, whether it be Ohio or any of the 49 other states, being used as a policy argument to amend and change things such as abortion, weed in our Constitution, gambling, so on and so forth. And that's why this August, we're going to have an election in the state of Ohio. All 8 million registered voters in the state of Ohio are going to have a chance to cast their ballot on whether we want to protect our Constitution or allow outside special interests from California to New York to pump in millions of dollars, circumvent the legislature, the governor, and then just drop in the state Constitution, anything they want, Bill. Our Constitution is not a policy document. It's for our constitutional rights. That's why we have a legislature. That's why people, your listeners, vote for either a Democrat or a Republican every 2 or 4 years to come to Columbus and represent them. However, what these greedy out-of-state people are trying to do is just buy their way into our state constitution, and that's got to stop.
Michael, I had Andrew Tobias with me yesterday morning. He's done some great reporting, Cleveland.com, playing dealer. Although he doesn't write the headlines, I laughed a little because the headline that was written about the state issue one a while back was State Issue 1 backers aim to avoid the A word, which is the abortion word, obviously.
Yeah, look, hey, does abortion play into this? Absolutely, but so does gambling. So does small business owners. Right now, there are radical people in the field trying to change the way businesses pay their employees and have employees. It would decimate small restaurants, small businesses if they get that. Police officers, which we all care deeply about. There is a radical group out there collecting signatures that want to put in our Constitution to take away all rights of police officers to do their jobs. We can't let that happen, Bill. And currently, all they need is 50% plus one vote to do that. What we're saying is, look, let's raise the threshold to 60% so we can keep these out-of-state special interest dark money groups away from our state constitution. If it's a good idea, Ohioans will respond. In 2022, we had two constitutional amendments passed with over 77% of the vote. Those were great ideas. Democrats, Republicans, independents, liberals, conservatives came together and said, hey, these are two good things that should be in our constitution. Awesome, it worked. But anything short of 60% is dangerous to our way of life. That's why we have a legislature to debate these issues, to come up with what's best. Do we want weed in our state constitution? That's what the weed guys want right now. They want to circumvent the legislature and put weed in our constitution. Weed doesn't belong there, my friend.
All right, so you want to mention many other topics besides abortion, because you really think this is a major change in the way of how we want to govern in this state.
You're absolutely right. Does abortion play a role? Absolutely. I'm president of Ohio Right to Life. I'm on the phone with you right now. But that's just one of many issues that are impacting Ohioans. We can't let our state constitution be prostituted by the next billionaire from Illinois, whether they be a conservative Republican in Illinois or a liberal in California. That's why we have House members and state senators and a governor to debate these issues and put them in our revised code, our Ohio laws. So if we ever need to amend, we can do that when times change. But when you put something in the constitution, it's there forever. You would have to go back to the ballot, collect all the signatures, and then maybe have a vote and then see if you can change it. That's not how we should be governing, by just dropping in an amendment every year in our constitution because some rich guy or gal in another state wants it.
All right, so for the record, for you and your group at least, supporting this is the message as far as state issue one, wanting to go to 60% then, for whatever issue that we may vote on down the road.
Absolutely. On August 8th, we're asking everyone to vote yes on State Issue 1 to protect our state constitution from out-of-state special interests.
All right, Michael, I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Steiner. This is Bill Wills. Will Gary Allen bring this in?
I sure do hope this is a long night.
Plays in our buddy Barry Gable at Live Nation talking some concerts. Barry, how are you, friend?
I'm doing great. I got my track shoes on because it's running through June, July, and August already, man. It's amazing.
I get to some Gary Allen here in just a second, but I just want to mention where you've been and ask you about a couple of shows. Saw you post some stuff with Dirks out at Blossom on Saturday, and then the Paramore concert on Sunday. A couple of great shows this past weekend.
They really were, and Blossom is heating up. The Dierks Bentley show featured a great lineup of artists. One of them in particular, Molly Tuttle, who I just adore. Her bluegrass Americana sound won a number of Grammys just recently. So that tour is going to be great all summer long. And then, like you said, Paramore just was amazing show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And it's heating up like that at every venue. But
Barry's a humble guy because these acts know him personally because you've worked with him over the years. A great example is Paramore, right, from years ago. I mean, look at the popularity of that group, Barry.
It's amazing. And, you know, not only have they played, they were a staple at Kevin Lyman's Warped Tour through the years, but, you know, they opened up for No Doubt when they played out at Blossom Music Center on the, I think it's in 2009. Mm-hmm. Great to see that artist, you know, do such, have such a phenomenal career. And it's a great, great show. So.
Good stuff. All right, I played a little Gary Allen, and we're going to run down the list so you're aware. We've got tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Gary Allen, one of those shows for September 29th out at MGM Northfield, right?
Yeah, and he's been, you know, it doesn't get a ton of airplay lately, yeah. But Gary Allen is a mainstay for his fans. We've played him at MGM a couple of times down in Akron and Cleveland at some festivals. Gary Allen puts on a great show, and he'll, like you said, play in MGM Northfield Park, and tickets for that show going on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Couple of comedians. Couple of comedians also going on sale on Friday, right?
Well, it's hilarious that Matt Rife, actually, we announced the Akron Civic Theater show for October 14th as part of a presale. And not only did the 7 o'clock show blow out, so did the 10 p.m. show sell out. So there are no tickets available. Those shows sold out in presale.
Wow.
To not only his fan club. So that show, Sam Morrell's going to be going on sale this Friday. Playing Playhouse Square October 26th. These guys are hilarious, and happy to have them in town when they come in. And like I said, Matt's show is October 14th down in Akron Civic Theater.
Barry Gable at Live Nation is with me. You can follow, of course, Live Nation Cleveland on Twitter, the website as well, to check out all these different dates and shows we're talking about. But a lot going on this summer. I don't want you to miss out. Ticket availability and things that that are happening. Okay, also at MGM Northfield, Santana, June 25th, and Counting Crows out there on the 29th.
You know, we are just loaded with Rock Hall inductees. And, of course, you know, for Carlos Santana to play at an intimate venue
yep.
for only like 1,800 tickets,
yep.
that's amazing. There's a limited number of tickets still available for that show. And, of course, Adam and the team with Counting Crows and Dashboard Confessional, great double bill. June 29th at MGM. Tickets for those shows, like I said, are still available at livenation.com. And when I say Hall of Fame inductees, just amazing amount of people that, you know, last night I went to see Jackson Browne at Akron Civic, Hall of Fame inductee. We're going to be announcing the final 50 for Kiss. And while we announced that they were going to play here for their last time a couple of years ago, we were able to get on the final 50 tour. They're going to be coming back to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse October 22nd. The end of the road tour goes on sale this Friday at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. Another great celebration of one of the most bombastic, craziest bands that you would ever see. And, you know, if you remember, Bill, their fans basically nominated and inducted them into the Rock Hall.
Good point. You're right. Yep. Passion, without a doubt, history. Okay, now a couple of shows next week. Matchbox 20 out at Blossom, and then a big night for Brian Adams and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. We've been giving away tickets, thanks to you, all week at 7:45. They're at Rocket Mortgage next week, too, on the 15th, right?
That's correct. Another Hall of Fame inductee, yeah. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, opening up for Brian Adams. Go way back with both of those bands. Actually, I'm looking on my wall right now from something from that from Cuts Like a Knife that Brian wrote for me. I love that band. Great lineup of hits. And no doubt he's going to play the song that he made famous with Tina Turner way back when.
Great
and
point.
Then, like you
Great
just point. Said, all the shows that we have out of Blossom, the Minutemen Concert Series, Matchbox 20 with one of my favorites, Matt Nathanson, on June 13th. Unfortunately, I wish I could help out Pat Butler, but that Cure concert is basically sold out.
I wouldn't ask you to. I would never ask you to.
But I got to tell you, I have his credit card on file, so all you need to do is... You know, ping me and we're good to go.
Hey, on a serious note, shout out Donnie Iris. I know they've had to reschedule some shows, but all the best, man. He's battling. I know he's a good friend, and what a great creator of music as well, right?
He absolutely is. He's battling some cancer issues that he has for his bladder cancer that he's dealing with. Yep. But he's a trooper. We'll be hopefully seeing him opening up for Foreigner and Loverboy out at Blossom in July. So thanks for those kind words, and I'll certainly pass them on to Donnie and
the band. He is beloved. He is a legend. All right, little Santana gets us out of here. You're right, unique to see Santana. Still a couple of tickets remain for MGM when Santana is there on Saturday, June 25th. Live Nation, Barry Gable with all the info. My friend, thanks much. Have fun. We'll talk to you again.
You got it. Go Guardians.
See you, pal. Guardians went down to the Red Sox 5-4 last night. Let's talk about it with Tom Hamilton. The Guardians update brought to you by Metro Lexus, pursuing perfection so you can experience amazing. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Good morning, Hammy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, they just kept kind of coming there at one point, right? I mean, your play-by-play even said it. I mean, it was like practice. You know, we keep moving these guys around, and they kept scoring on us, it seemed like.
Yeah, that game changed in a hurry there in the eighth inning. We haven't seen that much with this Cleveland bullpen, in that they've been pretty darn assured of getting it done in the late innings. But, you know, there was a hiccup last night with Angel De Los Santos, just couldn't command the baseball. And, you know, again, when you're not scoring runs, you just don't have any margin for error. Now, they did get close there in their own half of the eighth inning. But, you know, I just think the bottom line is, guys, this club's got to score more runs otherwise. Every ball game, it's just there's no margin for error.
Boy, you're so right, Tom. 29 of the 60 games, one run games, Tom.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, even when it was 5-2 Boston, you're like, "Man, this won't end up this way," because it just seems night in and night out. It's good for radio. You don't turn the game off. I hope.
Right. That's
you
right.
You never know how it's going to end. There are no early blowouts, but. It also is something, guys, that's hard on a bullpen, because obviously you can't go to the same guys night in and night out. So the depth of your bullpen when you're playing this many close games is critical.
Now, there are some positive signs offensively. I mean, what we've seen from Brennan the last week, Bell looked good last night. So there's some hope here at short term, Tom, isn't there?
Yeah, we just Mike, haven't seen that surge where for a week – you've got everybody kind of clicking. You know, we still haven't seen Jose Ramirez really take off. And I think at the end of the day, as important as all those guys are that you just mentioned, and you obviously need a lineup with depth that's a threat to score every inning, this ball club's only going to go as far as Jose takes it. And, you know, he hasn't had the kind of year that he had a season ago. And, you know, he's a guy that could get hot tonight and carry it through the next 4 months, as we have seen. But that's the guy. You know, we got to get Jose back to being Jose.
And, Tom, you touched on it when the Guardians were playing the White Sox. We talk about them trailing the Twins. But don't look now. The White Sox just may be the team to reckon with when it's all said and done.
And you know what, Mike? When we played them, and I'm not quite certain why the schedule worked out this way, but we played them twice in a 10-day period, and that will happen again when we see them later this summer. And so, you know, you're not kind of spreading it out, but when we saw them, they were starting to really play well. And I think on paper, talent-wise, they have, if not more talent, certainly as much talent as any team in the division. They just got off to that horrific start. But the way this Central Division is playing itself out, nobody is out of this race, and it only takes 1 week for a ball club to literally take over the top spot. So I'm with you. I think that the White Sox are still going to be a team, or maybe even the team to be reckoned with before it's all said and done.
Yeah, they're 6-4 over their last 10. You've got Tanner Bibee, and
that's a hot streak in this division.
Ain't that?
Yes, right.
How about Cutter Crawford?
Yeah,
I love looking at a baby. That's calling Cutter.
You got Tanner and Cutter tonight, Tom.
Cutter. That looks like a Cutter to me. Cutter. I love it. Love it. 7:10 first pitch. Tom, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Cutter.
See you, buddy. Tom Hamilton on the Guardians this morning. Scooter East, producer extraordinaire with our fan fact.
Yes, the winner was Chuck Iacone of Brook Park because he knew that the last Cleveland player to have a straight steal of home was Grady Shady Sizemore.
And the Grady's ladies are still out there.
Yes, they are. Grady's ladies.
They're still out there. They might be a little older, but they're still out
there. Yes, they are.
All right, traffic and weather together on the 10s. We're at 8:50. Remember all that, Pat Butler?
Oh, I sure do.
Grady's ladies. And Mayor Bibb joins me tomorrow at 8:20. You know, Rob, they throw in this the term contempt of Congress once in a while. It's like almost like political.
Right.
When you're, you got to tell Congress what we need to know. I guess it's getting pretty serious. Let's bring in White House correspondent John Decker on this story where there's actually a hearing tomorrow involving the FBI and President Biden and what's going on. And this serious stuff here, John, right?
That is correct. So the House Oversight Committee, it's controlled by Republicans. James Comer is the chair. He's a Republican from Kentucky, and he's going to put it right on the table. He's going to put a vote on the table about whether to hold the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in contempt of Congress, and I think they have the votes, and then it will go to the full House. The full House would vote on that. And what's this over? It's whether the FBI should turn over a document that every member on the committee has already seen, but the committee wants the document itself. It's an allegation concerning a bribery allegation involving President Biden when he was vice president. And the allegations coming from someone that even the ranking member of the committee, who's a Democrat, acknowledges is a credible source. So this is why I think it's a pretty important issue, and it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with this vote tomorrow and then what happens ultimately, Bill, when the full House votes on this contempt of Congress charge against the FBI director.
John, finally, what's the word from the White House on all this?
Well, they dismiss it. So the White House press secretary has been asked this question here and there over the course of the past week or so, and they just say this is politics, there's nothing to it. That's their reaction. As it relates to what this means for the FBI director, it's really a show vote, so to speak, because whether or not to bring contempt charges against the sitting FBI director is ultimately up to the Department of Justice. And they're simply not going to do that. So I think that he doesn't have anything to worry about other than the look of it that in being cited for contempt of Congress by the House of Representatives.
Good reporting as always. White House correspondent John Decker.
Thanks, Bill.
John, thank you. iHeartRadio Music Festival, September 22nd, 23rd. T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas. Announcement yesterday of the lineup, including the Foo Fighters. Chance to win a trip coming up right after 9. You'll hear the keyword to post at WTAM.com. Good luck. Have a good day. We're back in the morning. News, sports, traffic and weather together on the 10s. Fox updates. A lot of talk about safety in downtown Cleveland. Mayor Bibb and the chief of police, Drummond. They'll join me. We'll talk about it 8:20 tomorrow morning.